Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
It's a fantastic job. Just stay on your feet for a sec. We're just going to open in prayer this morning, dedicate this service, this message. Father God, we just want to thank you that we are blessed people, that you have chosen us, called us. We are sons and daughters, and we just lift up your holy name in this place. Holy Spirit, I just pray that these words today, the Father God, that they'll be your words, that they'll carry your anointing. Father God, that you'd move in people's lives. Holy Spirit, as Braden said earlier, we welcome you. We thank you that you are with us. We carry your presence with us every day. What a great honor we have to do that. So, Father, we give you the praise and the glory in this place. Be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. We all said, amen, amen. Well, why don't you take your seats? It's a great day. We've got a lot coming up yet. So it's only just started this morning. So keep your seatbelts on. You know, if you run a life group and you've started your life groups already, today's message will be on Podbean and also the YouVersion Bible app, so you can grab the notes and do that in your life group as well coming up. So I've called today's message My Compass. My Compass, because it's an anointing oil service. And if you want to know what this is it's about, it's actually that the anointing or the Holy Spirit is our compass throughout our year, throughout our life. So I've called it My Compass. Now, in Scripture, people were anointed for many reasons. They were anointed into ministry for particular purposes. They were anointed to be healed. So healing comes through the anointing or the power of the Holy Spirit, and for protection as well. So that's what you see as a thread through the Word of God, that the anointing or the purposes behind the anointing. Now, when Israel was coming out from under Assyrian rule in the Old Testament, Isaiah prophesied these words, and you can find them in Isaiah 10:27. It says, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." The yoke will be destroyed because of the Holy Spirit, the anointing oil. Today in this service, right now, we are believing that if you have felt a yoke around your business, around your home, or around your loved ones, today it will be broken by the anointing oil in Jesus' name. It will be broken. If you've been carrying fears over the last year, today those fears will be broken. If you've been carrying addiction and it's had power over your life, today the anointing of the Holy Spirit will break the power. If you just open your heart and invite him, he will come and he will do these things. Throughout your year, church, throughout your year, there is nothing of this world that has more power than the power of the Holy Spirit. There is nothing that can come against you or can try to overcome you, whether it's in the mind, whether it's in the heart, whether it's of the body, whether it's of your speech, whether it's what you hear. There is nothing that has the power that the Holy Spirit has that will overcome your life if you choose to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's what today is. Today for us is a compass that the Spirit of God is alive in us, and that we choose the Holy Spirit. We choose the anointing from the Lord God Almighty as our first choice, not as second choice. Amen. We do not choose to have our feelings satisfied first. What we do choose is to take every thought into captivity and line it up with the power of the Holy Ghost and the word that has been anointed from the Lord God Almighty. This will be a year of breaking things and bringing into your life freedom, as Braden so wisely said this morning. There will be freedom in your world when we choose the ways of the Holy Spirit first. And we'll see what that looks like in a moment. I believe that this year, the Holy Ghost or God, he wants to slingshot people into their destiny. Now, when I was praying for today's message, this actually came to me. It's a little bit of a different concept, but he wants to slingshot people. Do you remember last week? Well, who was here last week? Just show of hands if you were here last Sunday. That's awesome. If you weren't here, you missed out. Grab the recording. But last week, God spoke to us as a church prophetically, and he said that he's going to build upon the foundations that have already been established in this church, that it's no longer an era or a day to build the foundations, it's a day to build a building, okay? And I believe this in the natural as well as the supernatural. I believe this as an actual home for City Point North. 2020, we'll walk into our building. I'm speaking that now because I believe it, but I also speak that in this year, the foundations have been laid in this church for the community to come back home, for people to come to their home, their God-destined home, which is the house of God, amen. And in the same in your life today, this is what I'm speaking, that people have been praying consistently. You have been praying for years. There's many people here today who've been crying out to God for years. There's many people here today that have been praying for loved ones for years. There's many people today that have been praying for their marriage, for their spouse for years, that have been praying for their kids for years. The church, there's people here, listen, there's people here today and you've been praying for revival for years. And I believe the word of the Lord today is that he's going to slingshot you into your destiny. He's going to slingshot your. The word of God says that his word never returns void. That if you knock, a door will be opened. That's the word of the Lord. Today, we are going to start to walk into a new year of an open door. A year where we walk through the door and we go, man, I've been praying for this. It feels like for my whole life. Well, God says he has heard your prayer and he is a faithful God. He's a powerful God and he has moved the mountain for you. And today is the day to walk through an open door in your life. Church, I want to tell you right now, this is not hype. I believe this with my soul. I believe this in the depths of my heart. I know that the Spirit of the Lord is talking to us today. Amen. Amen. You know, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21, now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. The Greek word there is theos, and it actually means Trinity. And when you pull the word of God apart, it actually goes deeper and actually means the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit of God, the Spirit is God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are God. And the Holy Spirit is a person, and he's a person that dwells inside of us, as we'll see in just a moment. He is the anointing. He is the anointing. So when we read scripture and it's talking about God and anointing, it's the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us that is the anointing. So a great question I ask myself, you know, this time of year, every year, I say, why do we do this? You know, I like to question things that we do in the church. I think that it's a great way to get to the depths and the theology of what God is wanting for us in this current era, is to ask questions. And so I always ask, so why are we doing this, God? Why in 2020 are we doing this again? Why are we doing this again? And I believe for us today, it's for this reason. We are formulating or creating a compass for our lives. It's a compass that will lead us. It's a compass that will guide us. When we get lost, we pull out our compass. We pull out the Holy Spirit, the word that God has placed in your life. It's a compass to lead us. And so we declare today in the natural and the spiritual that we are consecrated to God, that we are chosen by God, that we are empowered by God, that we are protected by God, that we are healed by God, and that we have a mission by God to achieve. Now, when you read the scriptures, this is what the anointing is about. Remember I said there's a purpose for anointing? Now, when you pull apart the scripture, in the Old Testament, okay, the Spirit of God would come upon a person.
Do you remember that? Jesus got water baptized and the heavens opened and a dove came and rested on him. But also we see in the Old Testament, if you dig deep enough, but in the New Testament, the Spirit of God doesn't just come upon us. He is also dwelling in us as Christians as well. But the Bible does also teach that there are times and there are seasons and there are tasks where the Spirit will come and rest upon a person for that task. That's why every Sunday I say, Lord God, would you anoint me for today's service, specifically for today, because I'm chosen for today. The anointing is in me. I am empowered by God, but I want His anointing for today's purpose, for the word that the Lord has today. When the creative team comes out to worship every single Sunday, they pray, God, anoint me today to walk out and minister and lead people into the throne room of God. Every day we wake up as Christians, we can pray, God, I know that I'm anointed and your Spirit's in me, but would you come upon me with a special anointing, with a special power, with an extra authority to live out today with authority and power over the enemy and this world in Jesus' name. So we can pray that every day. This declaration is our compass. It's God's anointing to be our guide, to be our compass. This means if we start, I'm a bit excited today. I don't know if you've picked it up at all. Why don't you not watch but join in with me? That's the invitation. Don't watch, but allow this to rub off. And the Bible says that the anointing is to be smeared. The Old Testament, they'll pour it on their head and it will drip down the beard. Do you remember that? And it's the anointing actually means to be rubbed. Today, why don't you allow this to just soak yourself in the anointing as I speak? This isn't a show. This is for you to dive in and allow the Spirit of God smear you and pour over you because you are chosen, amen? This means if we start to go off course during the year, we remember that we are anointed and chosen. We pull out our compass. If we feel weak, that we can't get the business over the line, well, we remember and we listen to the voice that says that I am anointed and I am empowered by God to do this. If we start to feel the enemies against us, we remind ourselves, I am anointed and I am protected by God. If sickness this year tries to take hold of you and tries to take you off your mission, you declare, I am anointed and I am healed in Jesus' name. If anything not of God tries to take you off course from the mission of God in 2020, you declare, I remember the day in January 5th that I was anointed by oil and set aside for the mission of God in my life. Would you allow today be your compass? Would you allow today to be that time that you can remember and reflect of? Yes, we have the anointing power of the Holy Spirit, but today we are reminding our flesh, we are reminding the spirit realm and this world who we are and whose we are. Amen? Amen. We can declare this because Scripture says that we have the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus Himself, Jesus said this. In Luke, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, just like Jesus received the anointing of the Spirit of God, so you and I are carriers of the anointing. Amen. We also have the anointed Spirit of God inside of us. Today is about unifying ourselves with the Holy Spirit of God who has anointed us and lives in. So that's what we're doing in just a moment. We are aligning ourselves in the natural, in the spiritual. We are aligning ourselves with the Word of God that says we are anointed, chosen people of God. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Jacob. And he was running. And in Genesis 28, Jacob laid down and slept and put his head on a rock. Do you remember he had a dream and there's the ladder going to heaven and he's having that dream and he woke up and he said, truly this is none other than the house of the Lord, and he called that place Bethel, which means the house of God. This is what Jacob did. He then got oil and he poured it over rocks and they consecrated Bethel as the house of God because God met Jacob in that place. Now listen to this. Jacob established a landmark by pouring oil on that rock. When you follow the scriptures, he later came back to that spot and remembered a compass of where God met him. A compass he anointed. You are anointed because God has met you and I. Amen. He has met us. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that his spirit, the spirit of God, it dwells in you?" The compass is no longer a distant place called Bethel. The compass is no longer a distant God. A compass for you and I is no longer a time, a moment. The spirit, the anointing of God lives inside of you. The compass is in your world. It's in your life. It's in your spirit, man. It soaks you. It fills you from inside. That's the compass. We are no longer like Jacob referring to a time or a what if or a place or a season. But we are unlike Jacob. We walk in the power. We have the spirit of God inside of every one of us. And let me tell you this, the Spirit of God is awake. He's alive. He's happening right now. He's in you right now. You have the choice every day to either just wake up as you or wake up as the empowered, God-inspired person that He ordained you to be. You have that choice every morning inside of you. Inside of me is all power of the universe. Our Lord God Almighty created the universe with this power that lives inside of us. No wonder why our marriages will be restored this year. No wonder why we walk as new creations this year, as we did last year. But this year is greater and better. It really is our best year ever. It really is. You have the opportunity. Listen, church. You have the decision to make that this will just be a normal year or this really will be the best year of your life. Think of your wedding day. For me, absolutely amazing. She looked fantastic, and I got all the dreams of my life came true. And then I had a child, my first child, my second, my man, amazing. But they do not compare to the glory of God. They do not compare to what God wants to do in our life. Man, you can hear these words, or you can receive these words this morning. They can rest on you, or they can get in you today. Listen, they could be someone else's fire, or they can be your fire today. They can be someone else's stirring, or they could stir you today. They can be someone else's victory, or they could become your victory today. It's your choice, but my prayer is that you would choose to receive, believe, and walk in what God wants to do through His anointing Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. 1 John 2:27. "But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you," and He teached me, I know that, "He concerning all things, it is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught me, you will abide in Him," not it, in Him, because the anointing is the person, Holy Spirit, and He abides in you. But what I want to bring out of that is He will teach you. As we abide in God and He abides in us, you will have knowledge beyond your experience. You will have knowledge beyond your experience. I know this to be true myself. Many, many times I've said things that I'd like, really? How do I know that? I was counseling marriages when I was 14 years old. How do you do that? But people would come to me, and I'm not talking it happened once in my life. This would happen nearly every Sunday. people would come to me after church and they would just start bringing their marriage to me, and I'm like 14 and I remember just going, God, I got no idea. And my mouth would just speak. The word of God would just come out. He will teach you. In your family, you will have the strategies to communicate with your children. You know what I'm saying here? I'm saying we have a supernatural God who's doing supernatural things, and he wants to do it through your life. God's not dead. He's alive. His power hasn't disappeared and was used up when the atmosphere was made and the universe was made and whatever else is there. He didn't use up his power. He didn't even get started. That's the truth. Forever God will create. He's a creative God. That's why you're so creative. Forever. God's not dead, church. His spirit is alive. And if his spirit is alive, his power is alive. And if power is alive, healing must be alive. Come on. And if that's all alive, that means you're alive because the spirit of God's in you. That means when you pray for someone to get healed, you can believe that they'll get healed. Who cares what the eye sees? You know, way too much in this world, we're dictated to by what we see and what we feel. And it's just not the truth. What we see is not true, and what we feel is not true. You are more spirit than what you are natural. Come on. We only see the natural. But will we have eyes, the Bible says, to see the spirit, who we really are. We are spirit beings created by God, empowered with the Holy Ghost himself. You have God. You have God living inside of you. Amen. When you pray for your kids, you don't hope. You expect. When you come to church on Sunday, we don't hope to encounter God. We will encounter God. Why? This is his house. His house said, he said that my house will be a house of prayer. Do we have any prayers in the house this morning? 2020 is the year where City Point North will go into prayer like we've never gone in before. But that comes next Sunday, so hold up for that. But this is a house of prayer. You know why we pray? Because we have faith and we believe. You know why we believe? Because miracles still happen. And God is faithful to his word. How do we know that? Because every single one of us at one point were convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit of our sin. We gave our lives to God and now he convicts us of righteousness. And we choose every day to walk in the steps of righteousness. And part of walking in the steps of righteousness is faith. And having faith rise up inside of us, getting stronger every single day. Amen. You believe that? I'll tell you what, I could just go forever. A little bit excited. In your ministry area, you'll have new strategies this year to form forms of influence in your world. Understanding of scripture, biblical concepts. Look, I love Bible college internships coming up. Sign up for that. But let me tell you something. If you're relying on what another man teaches you, you're missing it. You're missing it. The Holy Spirit teaches us through the other man. Okay, when you read the Word of God, what's your first thing you do? You open the Bible and you say, Holy Spirit, as I read, teach. Teach me. Because that's what he says. He's anointed you so that you would learn. He's going to give people this year new understanding of Scripture. New insights, new depth. This isn't about education. This is about the spirit that lives in you. He's going to open your world. If you're studying this year, if you do an internship, Bible college, business courses, anything like that, you will have understanding of the concepts as you bring them before God. He's going to give you revelation. You're going to ace your class this year because you're going to have knowledge that they haven't yet thought of because your knowledge is inspired. Their knowledge is created. Their knowledge is created by what they have done, by their experiences. Your knowledge is inspired by experiences that have not yet been experienced. Amen. So I speak that into your world. No matter your age, if you're reading the Bible and you're seeking God, you've been seeking God for years for him to open the word. 2020, it's your choice, but he is anointing you today to open up the word like you've never seen it before. Like you've never seen it. Who believes that God has new revelation for us as a church? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, we're getting to a close. Today, the Holy Spirit's our compass. And throughout this year, no matter what comes, things will come. We remember today, the Spirit of God in us. And we declare in the natural, we declare in the Spirit, we are consecrated to God. That we are chosen by God. Let me say that slightly different. You are chosen by God. I want everyone to hear this just for a moment. Can you believe this? You are chosen by God. God chose you. God's chosen you. It's probably one of the craziest concepts to grab hold of is that God has chosen you. Not just to do something, but He's chosen you to be intimate with Him. He's chosen you because He loves you in a whole new sphere of understanding that we can't comprehend. That's how much He loves you. He's chosen you. And then with that, God has chosen you to be a co-missionary with Him. He says to you today, this isn't about gift sets. This isn't about your experience, what you think is possible that you could do. This overcomes your self-doubt. This overcomes your lack of ability, the words of negativity, people bringing you down. This overcomes it. God's chosen you to be a co-missionary to bring the gospel to this planet. And God has put you in a sphere of life, whether it's business, college, school, university, working in church, ministries, whatever it might be. God has chosen you for that sphere to be an influence and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to people's world. We are co-missionaries. We've got heaps of time. So let me just say this. If you thought the objective of life was to get ahead, to do well, to do your best, and to be as honest as you can, you've missed it. God chose you, ordained this time in history, this moment, for you to be here, to be a co-missionary with Him. When the disciples had a revelation of who Jesus is, what did they do? They gave it all up and they realized that this is actually all about bringing Jesus to the world. And they did that, and you and I are here today. This does not mean you can't be rich. Does not mean you can't be successful. It's none of that. But it does mean there's a purpose to all of that. And the purpose isn't to buy a new charger and put it in your driveway, although that would be fantastic. Okay, the purpose is to build the house of God. I'm just going to, plain and simple, Mel and I said last year that we were going to talk about the elephant in the room. Our lives are to build the house of God. Okay, this is not my, that's why we ask and we put out the vision for generosity every single Sunday, because money helps us do the things we need to do. We're unashamed. Our lives are here on planet Earth to build the house of the Lord, the house of God. And that happens in many ways, not just Sunday services. It happens in your workplace, one person at a time, one prayer at a time, one breakthrough at a time, one healing. So whatever the sphere of life that you have in your world, wherever God has placed you, oh my goodness, listen to this. You are where you're meant to be. You are where you're meant to be. You're in the job you're meant to be in. Even if it's for a short season, you're in the place that God wants you to be. I know that because He chose you. And your life is submitted to Him. You're where? Bring the gospel. Bring the power. Bring the anointing. Bring the authority of God. Bring the word, the love, the joy, the peace, the kindness, the greatness of our God. Bring it to where you are today. Amen. You believe that? Believe that for your work colleagues, your workplace, the sphere of living. And finally, the anointing is here because it's healed us. In the Bible, when you study out healing, many, many times in the Bible when it's talking about healing, it's not necessarily talking about physical, it's talking about spiritual and often salvation, the healing of a man's soul, a woman's soul. It's healing. God, this year through the anointing, is going to put a bubble of healing around your world, amen, of the soul of people who encounter you, they encounter Jesus because of the anointing, and of the body, I speak in Jesus' name. If your body is suffering, well, soon the leaders are going to go around. We're going to anoint you. Can you receive your physical healing today as well while we do that in Jesus' name? And finally, you are anointed because you have a God mission to achieve. You have a God mission to achieve. Do we have any missionaries in the house here this morning? Yep. You have a mission to achieve. So let's declare this year that the Holy Spirit is our compass. Amen. Do you believe that? Can we give God a shout of praise in this place? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, we've got some exciting things coming up, but before we move on, you might have been listening to this message this morning and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm about to get anointed with oil. I'm not sure if I can do this. Well, you can. But I want to encourage you, before you do, why don't you give your heart to God today? If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He's a real God. I believe that you felt Him. We've been sitting in His presence today. And maybe you've got a warm feeling inside of you. Maybe you have this tug or you're overwhelmed with emotions and you're actually trying to hold it in right now. Whatever it might be, you might just have this clearness that's come to your mind and your soul, that God just is real and this is real stuff. And so whatever it is, in whatever way that God's speaking to you right now, church, can I just ask that we all close our eyes? I'm not going to ask anyone to come out the front, not going to embarrass you or anything like that, but I am going to pray and I just want to know who I'm going to pray with. So while every eye is closed today, if you would like to give your life to God and you acknowledge Him as a God that loves you, accepts you the way you are and wants to help you become the best person you could possibly be. If you want to give your life to God, could I just ask you to boldly lift your hand in this place right now? I see your hand over there, sir. See what anyone out here this morning? Thank you, God. Just boldly lift your hand just so I can see. I see your hand there, ma'am. Anyone else here this morning? I'm just going to look around one more time. I know there's someone else. You just can put your hand down there, guys. Thank you. Just one more look. Is there anyone here this morning you'd just like to join in with this prayer that I'm about to pray? Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm just going to pray. Why don't you just own this as your prayer? You know what? I'm looking for hands, but God just saw your open heart. So whether you got it up or not doesn't really matter. God saw your heart. But I'm just going to say a prayer. Why don't you own this as your prayer right now? Father God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, first of all, for creating me. And in spite of my weaknesses, how I feel about myself, what people have said, I thank you. Because now I understand your love. And in your presence, I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm overwhelmed by the love of God. You chose me, and I'm grateful. Today I choose you. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my purpose. And I now say that I am a Christian. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. Covered by the blood of Jesus, redeemed, forgiven, with a purpose in my life. And I give it to you. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Can we put our hands together one more time?